Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, you're very welcome back. 087 032 32 32. That's the WhatsApp number. Nathan Carter is live in studio. How are you doing?
Really good. Good morning.
Are you head to toe in your new clothing?
In my new tracksuit.
CarterClothing.ie is what he's here launching, Fashion
outside.
For Fellas.
Yeah.
And it's a very laid-back look.
It is today, yes. I seen you tag me on Instagram, actually.
Oh, I did, so yes, did. Yes. Yeah. Instagram, yeah.
I've got your tracksuit sitting outside.
You have your phone ready to go there, I see. I don't have time for social media. I got you a bit in the car there around after 7 in the morning.
Not while driving.
While driving. So is this a new departure for you? Why are you...
Totally different, yeah. Obviously, been in music my whole life and then decided to get into clothing last year. Someone gave me the idea, a lady called Terry, who is a photographer up in Donegal. And we sat down, had a couple of meetings, and we said we wanted to create a range for young lads up until pensioners, basically. Something for everyone.
Your website seems to indicate mostly young lads, though. Really.
We've done a photo shoot with myself involved in it, obviously, and a couple of models from around Ireland. And we've done jumpers, which is all knitwear that is made in Donegal, which I'm delighted to say we've an Irish manufacturer.
Actually made there.
Actually made in a factory. I was up at the factory. The jumpers are... Anyone that I showed it to, especially females, are all mad about the jumpers because knitwear apparently
that's the only audience you've tested
is huge at the minute.
It is.
In fashion. And we do the jumpers in like random colours, pink, obviously blue, orange, green. So it's kind of wacky. But then we have conventional stuff like the tracksuit.
He's in a black hoodie here, I can tell everyone.
Yeah.
Where do you see fashion at the moment? Sometimes I go out, the very rare time, and I see...
To be honest, I am not a big fashion expert. I really am not.
Marketing people will hate you.
I actually hate shopping. I cannot stand shopping, really. Try and get in a shop and get out as quick as I possibly can.
Right.
So that was one of the reasons I did this range.
You've designed this
like,
for people like you.
For people who can just go online, spend about 10 minutes looking at stuff, and we match the jeans with a jumper, which can match with a t-shirt. It's easily done for you. It takes the stress out of shopping for males and females, hopefully.
And it has, has it?
It has, so yeah. Yeah.
So sincerely stressed thinking about shopping, actually.
Yeah, it drives me insane, yeah.
And because you would go through a couple of changes a night, I'm sure, during a show.
I do on a live gig, yeah, yeah. Generally, I come on in whether it be a suit or a jacket, and then I'll go into something a bit more... less formal.
You have a stylist for that, do you?
No, I do it. I do it myself.
Do you really?
Yeah. Well, I'm in Scotland this week coming, so I'll have a kilt for the second half of the show, which takes a lifetime to get on. It's an absolute nightmare.
It's not a one piece with an elasticated waist.
No, see, I was watching the documentary of Celine Dion when that came out a couple of months ago, and I was like, that is so handy. Every outfit change she has is Velcro.
Right, I see.
A kilt is not just like
learn
that,
from the women. Just get a piece of Velcro stitched on.
I know.
You're massive in Scotland, by the way, aren't you?
Scotland is really good for us. We go over and do maybe 20, 25 gigs a year. We've just sold out Glasgow Consthall for next year, so we've added a second night, which has gone on sale last week. We play in Inverness for 4 nights. We're in Edinburgh this week, open. And then we're down to Leeds and Liverpool on Saturday and Sunday. So,
back home.
The UK is good. It is. It's growing all the time.
Right across the island of Britain itself.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, yeah.
You broke it, or you came through at 17, and that's 17 years ago.
Is it? It's too early in the morning for me.
Yeah, it is. But I saw a note saying that you've been living in Ireland since you're 18.
I moved when I was 18 from Liverpool, yeah.
Wow.
So,
are all your family still over there?
Well, Jake, my brother, lives in Dublin.
Yeah.
And my mum and dad are still over there. So is my nan and granddad. But my nan comes on tour with us.
Really?
And is still selling merchandise. And we call her the oldest roadie in town. She's 84. She's going to be 85 in March. So,
And there is a sister as well?
My sister Kira, yeah. So she's still in Liverpool, but she actually comes and helps us when we're on tour in
the
UK.
It's a family business. So
family affair at the minute. Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. And do you still...
And we're all still talking. Right? Yeah, that's good, unbelievable. That's
good. Do you still... Because almost is a surprise when people go, you know, he's from Liverpool.
Yeah,
because
I've been
we
here
have
that
kind
long.
Of, yeah, we feel like
so
we own
be,
you.
What will it be? 16 years next year that I will have been in Ireland.
Have you an Irish passport?
I don't. I've applied.
Go away.
Yeah.
Nathan Carter's going around with that.
If you know anyone that can help, give me a shout.
But both of your parents are...
No, mum and dad are born in Liverpool, but mum's side way back would have been from County Down.
Okay.
From
so
Warren Point.
Too far back.
Too far back to make any sense.
Surely there's something. I mean, this is an election season.
Don't mention elections today.
Yeah. Is Micheál Martin interested in country music? I'm sure he will all of a sudden if he asks for it. Do you listen to country music only yourself?
I listen to a right bit, yeah. I wouldn't be a massive fan of the new stuff that's out at the minute.
Oh, right.
I do like, you know, the kind of 90s, 2000s, the Alan Jacksons, Vince Gills. Yeah.
You're an old head on young shoulders.
That's the stuff I was kind of brought up on, really. But there are amazing singers in Nashville at the minute and, you know...
What do you think
Luke
of the...
Luke Combs and all that.
Yeah,
sort
Luke
Combs,
absolutely
huge.
Huge
at the minute.
What about all the kind of stars who are pivoting towards country who may not have come from there? We've got Beyonce, Post Malone. Have you listened to that album? I love that album.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I think Beyonce releasing a country album was a good thing. It can only have brought... Cowboy Carter, yeah.
That must have wounded.
I didn't give her that name, honest. But yeah, no, it can only be good. I mean, it drew a lot of attention to the genre. No, I didn't maybe enjoy the album as much as others, but she changed the lyrics of Jolene as well, which kind of really didn't sit well with me.
For the likes of you, I'd say that's sacrilege.
I didn't really get it, but like honest, it's brought probably a lot of younger generation to the genre that never would have came before. So, you know, fair play.
It does sort of, it's more to do with getting people interested in pop heading towards country, isn't it, as opposed to the other way around.
It's definitely a mixed bag, really, you know. I think if they put a banjo on the track, they can call it country, you know.
You just sound quite scathing about this. I like this kind of vicious element to Nathan. More of this. When's the edgy album coming out? I don't know about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually writing and recording at the minute with a fellow called Guy Chambers over in London, who was instrumental in Robbie Williams.
We know Guy Chambers.
Good fun.
He wrote quite a lot on that Millennial album. Is that what it's called? Millennium?
He wrote Angels. He wrote Rock DJ, Let Me Entertain You, probably one of my favourite songs of all time.
Nice. Has the hit emerged on your album? Do you know what it is?
I don't know. We're writing away at the minute and we're going to start recording in January, so we shall see. I've been back and forth to London every sort of once a month for the last 6 months, doing a couple of days writing and getting ready to record. So,
are you still hungry for it?
Yeah, still mad into music. And
what do you want to do next? Because you've broken all the kind of records you probably can on these two islands. You're absolutely huge at a young age. I mean, what do you ultimately want?
To be honest, I'm very content doing what I'm doing.
Oh, gosh.
I started off in pubs and never really imagined it would get to this stage. Yeah. Especially launching a clothing brand or doing podcasts or doing, you know, I was just happy going to make a few pound. Playing in a
knocking down houses in Fermanagh,
you know,
rebuilding.
Well,
them
doing
scratch.
That as well. Yeah, the next Dermot Bannon.
Are you going to televise or cover that in some way? Because you have knocked down a house somewhere there, have you?
I've knocked down my house in Fermanagh. Yeah. Well,
oh my god, I saw pictures. That was a huge
70%
house.
70% of it, rebuilding at the minute. Whenever I must give a shout out actually. To the lads who are working on the site today.
No, the shout out is like,
Ed
you shouldn't be listening to this.
Might be tuned in. Big hello to Ed.
Ed and Falula. Have you a lake down there and land and a forest?
Loch Earn, I'm right on the lake. And
You don't own the lake?
I don't own the lake, no, definitely not. So
you're on the banks and a boat and all
I've
that.
I've got a fishing boat at the end of the garden.
You go fishing?
So, twice a year.
Doesn't do it at all. I read somewhere that you had 30 cars, kind of really good supercar type cars at one stage.
No, I definitely didn't. I've owned one car throughout my whole life. But
he's done so many interviews. None of them have any facts.
No, definitely don't own 30 grand.
You had a Bentley that you left in the garage for 6 months.
I had an old Bentley, yes. Yeah, I'd be a fan of old cars.
Really?
I do love older stuff, and I've been obsessed with Top Gear and Fifth Gear. And I used to buy the Auto Trader since I was like 10 and secondhand cars.
Houses as well.
It sounds very bling, but it's not.
I love the Auto Trader. Yeah. Does that still exist? I think that does. It's online.
It does. It's all online. Yeah, but do you remember the size? It used to be so thick, and maybe 1,000
tiny
pages.
Tiny thumbnails.
And it was all like abbreviated, like EW, AC, and then like a whole load of, but you had to know what it was to figure out.
Yeah, they made it was a code.
Figuring out the code of
worse than the price of a birthday card. Did you drive yourself down from Fermanagh today?
It did, yeah, yeah. It took me 2.5 hours stuck in traffic this morning. So,
were you in an Aston Martin or something nice?
No, definitely not. No, I'm in an old Range Rover. So,
you're really playing it down this morning, aren't you? Listen, we have to take a quick break before we go. Hang on there for a second, Nathan.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Nathan Carter is still sitting here with me, and I was talking about a dirty car you had in the car park in RTE once. It was true, wasn't it? It was an Aston Martin,
yes.
Then. That is one fact I've established. Come here, when you look at fellas, because you're here to talk about fashion again. What is it? CarterClothing.ie. One more plug. What do you think of the fashion? Because when I go out and I see fellas your age and younger, it looks like they've all come from, you know, a spin class with their girlfriend and they're sitting having dinner, you know, on a Saturday night. You know, there's a lot of athleisure wear, is that what they call it?
Leisure wear, I would imagine it's probably called. It depends probably what your own personal taste is, really. But the clothing stuff we have designed and got manufactured is basically something, I know this sounds so cheesy, but it's for all ages and it's for anyone really that wants to, whether you're going to a Christmas do or going to sit on the couch at your friend's house.
It's Gen Z, let's face it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And the jeans are about 90 quid.
80, 90 quid.
Yeah. And the tops, a lot of overshirts I noticed in the pictures.
Yeah, and we've got shackets, as they're now called.
What?
Yeah.
A shirt, a shacket.
A shirt and a jacket in one.
Do you know what? That sounds brilliant in a Liverpool accent.
Shacket. Where's your shacket?
I really like them.
Have a bit of chicken with your shacket.
Yeah, hold on to your shackets tonight. I presume you're not politically minded at all, are you? Because
no, I have been listening this morning.
Pop stars are not allowed to be.
Yeah, yeah. But although I did see Lady Gaga and Beyonce were getting involved, and Oprah, and an awful lot supporting.
Oh, I'm reading into that now.
Not supporting Trump.
You leaning towards the other side. But you can't
when
you're a country star.
I'm listening away. I don't know.
No edge at all to pop stars these days, is there?
No.
Do that edgy
getting
album.
Getting into clothing brands. And
when you're 39 everything. And you're panicking about being 40, that's when we'll get the real Nathan card. And you'll have an Irish passport at that stage. Yeah. We're out of time for today.